It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, 4:07 in the afternoon, hour three, Felger and Maz, presented by DraftKings here on a reentry Monday, brought to you by East Boston Savings Bank. Felger back here in the A-hole chair. To your calls on everything we've hit on today. Again, everything from the weekend. So we just did a little crowd noise there. Hit on Tatum earlier last hour. Return of sports. Cam Newton. All those hype videos. What do they mean? What do they mean? All of that to you, as promised. Here's Stefan in Charlotte. Go ahead, Stefan.
Hey, I can't believe, first of all, that NHL crowd noise thing is stomachly turning cringy. But I just want a game back. Why not put a Madden nerd up in the booth, let him do his little soundboard thing, and let's just get to hockey and all the other sports. I don't want to hear someone chanting, "Let's get the cup." I will mute it.
Oh my God! It's so,
guys, call it a day.
It is that thing they did for the NFL draft was so freaking corny and cringe-producing. It's not even funny. And the NHL just doubled down on it with this nonsense. We want the cup. Oh my God! It's so freaking. Oh, I can't say it.
Are they just trying to do it because they're feeling forced to have some sort of fan involvement because the fans can't be involved by going? Like, that's just silly. Like, they're going to tune in anyway. Like, we're all had to make adjustments here. You don't need to involve the fans. I'm with the caller. If you're going to do this kind of thing, which I'm ultimately for, just go with, like, pre-programmed stuff and have a sound engineer do it. You don't need to reach out to the fans and be like, yeah, can you record something for us?
Give us 30 seconds of you chanting Breadman, Rangers fans. Like, say what? That's going to be so, it's going to be so corny and so trite and so contrived. It's not going to work.
What was the Winnipeg one again?
Oh my God.
Tell us what makes you proud to be a Winnipegger.
Yeah. What could you possibly ask someone in Winnipeg? But this is what they said. Winnipeg Jets fans were asked for 10 to 30 seconds of telling us why you are proud to be a Winnipegger.
Oh, geez,
even
gosh.
That, like, I just stop right there and say, yeah, I'm a Winnipegger. And ending with passionate statements of, we are Winnipeg.
Yeah, we are Winnipeg.
What the hell?
Oh. Seriously, though, like, we don't give 30 seconds to the callers, let alone to the people who aren't even at the game.
Everett in Warwick on Cam Newton. Go ahead, Everett. And let me just say this real quick. Cam Newton to the Patriots is my Deion Van Lines move around the league. Was there a bigger league move over the last month in the NFL, maybe 2 weeks, whatever the time frame is, than Cam Newton to the New England Patriots? And I'm not convinced he makes the team. I'm not convinced that he makes it through training camp, which makes all these hype videos to me ridiculous. Anyway, the Deion Van Lines move around the league. In sports, making a move is a tough decision. When moving your home or business, the decision is simple, though. Go with my mover, Deion Van Lines, at 1-800-51-MOVER. Everett in Warwick on Cam Newton. Go ahead, Everett.
Hey, guys. First time, long time. So my thought right now is, didn't they lose that the third-round pick just about a week before they signed Cam?
Yes.
Okay, so that being said, what would be the odds of the Patriots? Well, let me backtrack.
Everett, as far as Everett, just let me thank you for the call. And here we go, Mass.
Oh, gosh, again, yeah, here we go. Like, yeah, Bill Smart, he's getting the third-round pick back.
What is it with these third-round picks?
Seriously. I mean, what, so they can blow it on another guy who sucks?
What's your obsession with these third-round picks?
Seriously.
It's just so, you know, it's Bill gets it right again.
But
know?
It's like, why do you... I don't want to yell at the caller. I want thank you for calling. But if I asked you, what did they do with last year's third round picks? Could you even tell me?
No.
Could you even tell me?
Damian, no, it's just Damian Harris, who never saw the field.
Well, that was right, 2 years ago. Last year, what did they do?
It's just a way to justify that Bill knows everything. Again, yeah, they get the third rounder back. Oh, so that was you could have signed a defensive tackle for that.
Who cares about the third rounder?
Exactly. Exactly. They're unrelated is the point. They're unrelated. And I also love how it just glosses over the issue, which is, if you didn't cheat, you'd have two third rounders. Like
they
like
trade out of it. They
one
trade,
makes the other thing okay. They're totally unrelated.
They trade out of it anyway, or they trade up with it for some. I think they took their last two third round picks this year and traded up for some crappy tight end, or was it in the fourth? I don't remember. Does anyone? Do you even know what happens to those third round picks? Bill Diggy puts them in his pants and dinks around with them and trades them for 2 fourths or moves up to the third. They don't matter. Why do you care so much about those effing third-round picks? It's just unbelievable. The amount of fans that say, yeah, they'll get their third-round pick back, though. And it's not even a third-rounder. It's a sandwich pick between the third and the fourth.
It's like Celtics fans with their useless right. first-round picks. Yeah, but it could be 15.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy that player in Maine.
Holy crap.
Telling you, people love picks.
Oh, that those comp picks, they just, oh, my God, we lost one, but we're getting one back. Tom in the car on the Stanley Cup. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, I, for one, am looking happy Canada is hosting, because I don't think if they were, you'd have the same hockey traditions that we've been having the last 100 or so years with guys picking up the cup over the head, handing it off, kissing it, slobbering over it, licking it, you know, do whatever the hell they do with it.
I don't think we'll be doing that
thought,
this year.
Guys, I don't know if you got to see UFC over the weekend, but without crowd noise, that is an S show. That is just tough to watch. It's just Bruce Buffer yelling out there.
Tom,
you know?
I can't watch the guys rolling around on the mat. I don't care if there's 100,000 people in the stands. I can't watch it. I can't watch grappling up against a fence. I just can't. Sorry. The Bruins, the first day of camp was today. Do you know who's the odds-on favorite to win the Stanley Cup? The Bruins. Plus 650, right with the Tampa Bay Lightning. So after they released the schedule last week, they came out with new odds, and the Bruins are still the odds-on favorite to win the Stanley Cup.
Well,
so there's that. So, you know, you'll be able to send in your 30 seconds. We want the cup, and Vegas thinks you have the best chance to get it. I did read something, you know, interesting over the weekend from Fluto from The Athletic that well, those play-in games begin. So the schedule's out, right? August 2nd, 5th, and 8th, you face the Phillies, the Lightning, and then the Capitals, okay, over those 3 days. And those three games are going to help set the seeding to see whether your seed's 1, 2, 3, or 4 and who you play in the first round. According to Fluto, the Bruins aren't even really going to go for it. The Bruins are going to think more about health, and wherever they end up with the seeding is where they end up with the seeding. Fluto wrote that the high seeding may not be their priority. There will be no home ice advantage at the empty Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. It's why health, and not necessarily wins, will be their primary pursuit against the Flyers, Lightning, and Capitals. He says this means the Bees might not fully dress an optimized lineup for those three round-robin games. Maybe Chara sits, maybe Bergeron sits, Halak's going to get a game, etc., etc. And he says the Bruins will be just fine with that. Instead, Bruce Cassidy wants all of his weapons armed and ready for August 11th, which is the first game. August 11th, 12th is when the first round of the playoffs begin. How do you feel about that approach? That they're just going to really not care with those, you know, the results of those games. It's all just tuning up and sitting guys that need to sit, and whether they're the 1, 2, 3, or 4, it doesn't matter. How do you feel about that?
Go ahead, Murray. I'm sorry.
No, just quickly, just thinking about I think that's the smarter approach, because all these guys are going to have to try to get some rust off. So why try to force it early in those seeding games where ultimately it shouldn't matter? If you're as good as you are and as good as you look before the shutdown, it ultimately really shouldn't matter on a sheet that's not yours anyway, you know?
I mean, to me, I don't love it, and I'll tell you why. I don't care as much about the home ice thing as I do about the road. And so now, look, I recognize there are four teams involved there, and so there's no way to totally predict what happens. But if you get through this, you know, the first couple of games of the round robin, and you now know that if you win the last one, you can avoid Tampa or Washington and let those two play off.
Thank you.
Yeah, then by all means, like, you know, you should position yourself in such a way that you can do that. And let's not forget, too, that they're going to be reseeding as we go here. Or is it bracket? They made it, they did it in such a way, right? I remember this, that they did it in such a way that the Bruins would always play the lowest remaining seed if they kept winning.
That's right.
So why wouldn't you want to be number one?
I think, to me, it bums me out. It's like, why all this crying about them taking away the number one seed? Remember when they decided to do this little round robin to seed 1-4? The Bruins, you know, and Cam Neely were disappointed. We wanted it the other way. It, you know, people thinking the Bruins got screwed. Well, all you have to do is probably win one and tie one. And because you get the tiebreaker, all tiebreakers go to you because you had the regular season most points, probably get you that number one seed. So, like, don't you want to have at least one or two real tune-ups with the full lineup going full go? And so win those games. And it's taken off the table, and they reseed every round. So you'll get the lowest remaining seed every round. I know in hockey it's not as important as some other sports, but
I still think, even if so, if it's Halak getting a game over Rask, or, you know, Chara sits 1-0, I still think they're good enough to win those games. I don't think it's that. I think they're looking at it from a confident aspect more than anything else.
Well, I don't know. To me, when you start trying to avoid injuries by taking guys out is when you get into trouble. I mean, again, as Fluto writes, you know, they have some lineup issues. Like, who plays next to Krejci and DeBrusk? Anyone? Any idea? Remember Andre Kashe?
Yeah, Cash.
Okay. How about Charlie Coyle's line? Who's on his line? You know, so all those things. But Fluto writes, but all of these somewhat peripheral decisions will not really matter if Bergeron, Chara, Rask, Krejci, Krug, Marchand, McAvoy, or Pasternak pull up lame. It would be a shame to let 4 months of recovery time go up in smoke by putting the lead dogs at risk of injury, either in camp or in round-robin games. So Cassidy and the Bruins will proceed cautiously. To which I say, so the first game they're really going to ramp up is game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs on August 11th. Then you're really risking an injury. Play. Go out and play, win the games, get the number one seed, face the lowest seed every round. That's what you earned in the regular season. It won't take much to re-earn it in this little round robin. You're the best team. You're the odds-on Stanley Cup favorite. Play it like that. Go win the games and get the high seed. And if you start trying to, like, manage against injuries, that's when you get hurt. I mean, I don't know. That's sort of my experience. So I didn't like that. I didn't like that. Go out and win those games. Set some tone. Go start this thing and beat Tampa. Beat Washington for once. And, you know, just sort of establish it right out of the gate is what I would hope. But there's some actual hockey talk in there. How's that? We continue with your thoughts on our reentry Monday right after this.
Boston's home for sports.
It's
playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Felger and Mass, number one, because they know how to build winning relationships.
The players are arrogant dirtbags.
Dingbat.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Rodriguez to Montour, distributes to Mittelstadt, high slot. Skinner the redirection. What a save by Rask! On his belly, he tries to squeeze the knees. Denied on an impossible Tuukka Rask save, and McAvoy clears. Listen. Mm-hmm.
You hear that cheer for Rask? Oh, they want you to fake it. Again, maybe you're a Bruins season ticket holder. Did any of you out there get this? The NHL emailed season ticket holders for teams across the NHL asking them to record 30-second clips of cheering for their players. The clips will be used during the games as well as on broadcasts and through NHL social media channels. The emails asked for clapping "Let's go" cheers that you'd hear at home games. Also, the "We want the cup" chants and the sound that can be heard when a goal is scored. For this, again, they gave you explicit instructions. For this, the NHL instructed, for the first 3 seconds, you should pretend that you are anticipating the goal and then explode into your celebration.
Come on, Pasta. 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 Pasta! Goal!
Oh, it's so corny. It's so bad. It's so bad. Also, specific teams had specific instructions. The Bruins fans were asked to chant "Tuuk" for when goalie Tuukka Rask makes a save. Good God. What can we chant when he chokes again?
Yeah, figures.
Can we send that in?
Yeah, like, I like Thomas better.
Aren't they asking for trouble with Bruins fans in these videos?
Come on. Figures, you mother. Can't use that one. Rask, again, you cut. No, can't use that one.
Oh, this one's particularly bad. Bruins fans were also asked for a 30-second video of how you dance to shipping up to Boston. Oh, my God. Murray, how do you dance to shipping up to Boston?
Oh, I hate that song so much. But would you, I think, like, would you want to make it like you're on the boat and kind of... Yeah, I'm using the oar, just like Bobby Orr. Chip it up, and then I got to find my wooden leg. You see it? You can't really dance to that terrible song.
Oh, it's so bad. Why do they do that?
They're desperate for fan involvement somehow. I don't know. It's silly that they're actually going down this road. Like, your fans, your hardcore, you're not going to lose your hardcores anyway. Again, we've all had to make adjustments during this crazy time. People are going to tune in. If you feel that needy, I guess, I don't know, send them some sort of tchotchke. That'll make them happy.
Just play the organ music or, like, Rush, you know, whatever. Play the arena rock in between whistles and the organ and just play the game. Ay, ay, ay.
Playing into the, I affected that game. They heard me. Like, what are you doing?
Here's Charlie and Cranston on the coronavirus. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, yes, sir. Hey, Phil, I had some bad news, and I wanted to add it to Jimmy's "Every Day's a Little Worse Than the Last," and it's never going to get better. California just rolled back to phase one.
Okay.
And good luck to the NBA guys. All right.
So California just rolled back to fade. Do they say that they can't play ball games at Anaheim Stadium or Dodger Stadium or things of that nature?
I don't know. Let me find that out. I think this just all I saw that it pertains to bars, restaurants, movie theaters, which why would anyone be going to those anyway right now? I haven't seen anything about sporting events.
My guess is they'll end up giving, like, special exemptions and stuff like that for the leagues. They're not going to shut down the leagues.
Thank you. And this is, you know,
it's a number of indoor operations is how it's being discussed. Reported.
You know, I plan to, you know, mention this next segment. I'll just do it here. Like, for all of those of you who think that this isn't happening, it shouldn't happen, why are we doing this? I hate to break it to you. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Shaughnessy wrote on Sunday that he read on Saturday morning the news that the Houston Astros had canceled another workout, this time because they learned that a staff member was potentially exposed to a COVID-19 positive individual from outside the organization. Out of an abundance of caution, we have canceled today's workout, read the Astros statement. Shaughnessy says, well, that's understood. But where is this going? Every day, another bucket of cold water is tossed on our heads. A person who works for the Astros believes he or she was potentially exposed to a positive individual, so everything shuts down? What we once thought of as virtually nothing is now enough to stop everything. The Red Sox are scheduled to open their season Friday, July 24th. That's a week from Friday. That's less than 2 weeks from now. Meanwhile, the coronavirus is raging through the South and the West, and a seemingly harmless workout at Minute Maid Park is canceled because a staff member was potentially exposed to COVID-19. Do a lot of you really think this is going to work? Asked Shaughnessy. Maz, do you think this is going to work?
So I have my doubts about some sports more than others. I told you in baseball it should work. I mean, again, you know, the players are all spaced out. In theory, it should not be communicated from one person to the next all that easily in baseball. So I think baseball is going to be on the field. Yes. Now, what happens to the rest of it? Put it this way. Here's what I'll say. I think they're all going to start. Do they finish? I don't know. Do they finish the way we want them to finish? I doubt it. But do they start? Yes, they will start.
I hate to break it to Shaughnessy and others. Not only will it happen, it's happening. It's happening. They've all showed up. Now they've all showed up. The Sox have been at it for about a week. The NBA players have been down there. They've quarantined. They've tested. They're in their bubble. They may hate it, but they're there. They've been there for now going on almost a week. The NHL reported first full training camp today. The MLS is back. Tournament. I don't know, you don't care about it, but not only have they showed up, not only have they had reams of positive tests, not only have teams had to withdraw because of the positive tests, they're still going on. They haven't shut it down. Okay. Players have tested positive. Teams have had to withdraw. They've had to cancel games and postpone games. They haven't stopped playing.
They're the one to really look at to tell you, like, this is going to happen no matter what.
Well,
you can kick and scream, but when they had to send two teams home because of positive tests and they didn't shut it down, that's all you need to know right there. They're going to keep going.
They're going to keep going. You know, Florida itself, 15,000 new cases reported just yesterday.
Yep.
A record.
Just blew away any record.
15,000 reported in one day. And you know what opened up the same weekend? Disney World. And I don't mean like the MLS's back bubble at Disney World or the NBA bubble at Disney World. I mean Disney World, the Magic Kingdom. On the very weekend, they set a record for coronavirus cases in the state. They opened up Disney to stand in line and pick your nose and with thousands of other people to ride a freaking Dumbo ride. So, like, Florida ain't stopping despite the carnage. No, California might, but it's happening. It's already happening. They're not going to back down. Thank goodness. And now, whether that's smart or not or whatever, I'm just talking purely as a selfish sports fan. They're plowing ahead. Here's Brian in Boston on the Patriots schedule. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, boys. So I know prior to at least the Cam signing, Murray, I think you were picking the Bills. Felger, you're kind of always on the path regardless of the QB this year.
Yes.
Question is, how do you think the difficulty of the schedule is going to impact who wins? In other words, a lot of very good common opponents for both teams. Do you still favor Pats in the coaching, even with the lack of weapons, or are you finally leaning towards McDermott, pretty good D to maybe grind out some wins against some good teams? Who do you think it impacts more?
I think it's a huge impact. The Patriots' schedule is the only reason why I think it's going to be close. I think if the Patriots had their usual bottom-of-the-league schedule, which is what they've had like 14 of the last 16 years, is somehow this is just an aberration. They have a really hard schedule. But if they had their usual crap bag schedule, I think they'd win the division comfortably, no matter who the quarterback is. Their schedule is going to bring it back to who are their wild card games in the AFC? Is the AFC West? You know, do they play Kansas City? Because
No. It's AFC West and NFC West. Yeah. So again, the schedule is going to be hard for everybody in the division. So the real question comes into those other games. The Patriots will get Baltimore and Houston, I think, in the two games that are different. Buffalo will get Pittsburgh and Tennessee. See, like,
yeah, so that's
I don't think that's
a wash.
Yeah, see, that's what I think. I think that, but again, the Bills finished second, you know, and in terms of the Jets in Miami, well, who gives a rat's ass anyway? Those teams aren't going to win the division.
But that is a big difference if they're facing, say, the Bengals and, you know, the Browns versus the Ravens, and in the South, they're going to face Jacksonville and whatever. That could be a big difference for Miami and the Jets. I think the Pats schedule is just hard.
Yeah, but the only one I care about is Buffalo. Yeah, the only one I care about is Buffalo because the Jets and Miami aren't going to win the division.
Yeah, so I think Buffalo is overrated, and I think it's a wash between Buffalo, Miami, or the Jets. Any of those three teams could emerge and challenge the Patriots for the division. I don't think, you know, Buffalo should be the favorite, but I don't rule out those other teams. But I think the Pats are winning no matter who the quarterback is. We continue with your thoughts on a reentry Monday right after Big Jim Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
You know, on the return of sports, as much as I need it and rooting for it, hope they all just plow through, as it looks like they're doing. I also have this frustration about the number of positive tests. And, you know, on a percentage basis, I'm just talking about the athletes now. On a percentage basis, it's not high. Like in baseball, Maz, like only like 2%.
Yeah, right.
Came back positive. But, you know, when I read Eduardo Rodriguez tested positive.
Yep.
I'm like...
Or, that bugged me.
Or, you know, if I'm a Yankee fan and Aroldis Chapman, it's like, guys, you're hugely important to your team. The reporting date has been on the calendar for over a month. Can you be careful for a month so you show up, you don't infect other people, or that you're able to show up and do your job? Like, and as I said before, I don't want to go too far with it because there is some bad luck and there is some circumstances you just can't control. But to an extent, not getting COVID is controllable. If you keep your distance, wear a mask, just be smart about the thing, you greatly reduce the risk. And I think too many of these guys are putting themselves in a vulnerable position, and that frustrates me, that you just can't keep it in your pants for a couple of months to finish your job. I mean, how lucky you are to have the jobs that you have. And I'm not, you know, you deserve them. You've worked hard for them. But, you know.
And I get the frustration, but it's not. Like, it's that big of an ask. I really don't think that it is for a lot of these guys.
So it frustrates me. You know, Don Sweeney said yesterday on the eve of Bruins training camp that we are going to have positive cases throughout Phase 3 and Phase 4, he said. We just have to avoid an outbreak, which would be hurtful in this situation. No kidding. And again, when he says we, I think he means NHL. He says the story said the NHL is hopeful that the likelihood of infection will decrease once the clubs advance to Toronto and Edmonton, where each team will be restricted to 52 people. Daily testing will be mandatory. Members of the traveling party will be forbidden from exiting their secure zones. And family members will not be allowed within the bubbles until the conference finals. So once they get to Toronto and Edmonton, they think they can contain it. But for now, the restrictions are not in place during these camps. And the 29 skaters and 4 goalies that the Bruins camp roster includes will be free to come and go between Warrior and wherever they please over the next 2+ weeks, and they think there's going to be positive cases, to which I say, why? Why? Be smart. Go home. Wear a mask. What, you know, just don't put yourself in a vulnerable position. And if you're unlucky or you just can't avoid being in contact with someone, a loved one, a relative, someone who lives with you, like, I get it. I'm not going to rip everyone that gets coronavirus, but it is, to an extent, avoidable if you're just smart about it.
I think it's fair to get aggravated at a player that gets it if you find out they get it because they were out trying to tie one on or get done.
Okay, so every Bruins player was here today, I guess, except for Pasternak and Kashe.
Yeah, and some others, like some, you know, depth guys, but notable players, those two.
Okay, so those are the only two. Don Sweeney yesterday, again, said everyone's healthy. There may be a few players returning from Europe who may have to quarantine an extra day or two to fulfill the requirement before they're back on the ice. But Sweeney said within the next day or two, everyone will be on the ice. And the only two notables that were missing today were Pasternak and Kashe, who were both training together in the Czech Republic. So I think that's what he's talking about there, that there's no positive cases. And so good. There shouldn't be. But then on Twitter, there's photos of Pastrnak rolling around over the weekend.
Yeah, so I didn't put too much of this. Saturday night, someone tweeted to me like, hey, you know, kind of like a sneaky shot of Pastrnak. And I guess it might have been Kasher, but it was a couple of guys in the North End in front of the horribly named Kana store on Hanover Street. And Pastrnak, like, it's definitely him, but he's got a mask on. I didn't put too much into it until we all got an email this morning from another dude. It wasn't the same guy who tweeted me. It said, I saw Pastrnak and I believe Kasha roaming the North End, no mask, jumping from place to place. Saw Charlie Coyle with a bunch of his Weymouth buddies, and on it goes. So, again, like, what are you guys doing? Like, now, I mean, today was the first full practice of Phase 3, and those two weren't involved. But, you know, based on, again, the email and the photo that was tweeted to me, are they not there because they were out, like, getting after it in the North End this weekend?
It's doable. Like, all the doom and gloom, the Shaughnessy's, and, oh, we can't do this. You can do it.
Right, a lot of it's preventable.
You can. You just go home. Like, really, like, if you just go home and go to the rink or the court and then go back home and keep it in your pants for a couple of months, you can, for the most part, I think, we can get through it. You can get through it. It's just that other thing. Like, so what would the story say from the NBA? There's this gal on, I mean, tell me about this, Mark.
This is a great one.
This went viral yesterday all over Twitter. So this girl, she's an Instagram model, apparently. Anna Maya is her name. And she has alleged that she's already scored an invite to the Orlando bubble. She tweeted, I got invited to the bubble, according to a screenshot from NBA Bubble Life. It's a new account you can follow.
Oh, Jesus.
And then she was like, yeah, the season definitely ending early with the crying emojis. So a little bit more about her. She's a self-described gamer who boasts 15,000 Instagram followers. Because a lot of these ass models do now, Mike, is they go to Twitch and they play video games while wearing basically nothing. It's very lucrative for them. While she didn't reveal the identity of the NBA player who invited her, internet sleuths continued to play Twitter detectives, notably one NBA player, Mo Bamba of the Orlando Magic. He @mentions Donovan Mitchell of the Jazz and says, already wiling, meaning Donovan Mitchell already out here, you know, trying to get some. She replies to Mo Bamba saying, I wish it was him, but the message got her in trouble. But there's really not much more beyond that, but I don't think this girl has a reason to lie about this. You know, if you're a busty Instagram model, you're having DMs being slid into here. I would imagine that some of these players are reaching out, especially if she lives in that area. Or maybe she doesn't. And, you know, they're going to be flying a lot of these girls in.
And then there's another player who went out for a chicken parm or something?
Sham Sharania of The Athletic, rather, just tweeted, like, minutes ago, King center Rashawn Holmes crossed the Disney campus line to pick up delivery food, and now he has to quarantine for the next 10 days.
Jesus! You've only been there, like, 3 days. I mean...
And I get that some of the food looks
these
like...
These guys whining about their food, though, I have no patience for. None,
me neither.
Zero.
Yeah. But I mean, it looks like Lunchables and whatever, but just deal with it. Like, you know, it's not what you're used to. It's not that bad, guys.
It's just food.
Yeah.
Did the guy actually go get a chicken parm? Was Wiggy with him?
No. Mike's just doing bits, but still.
I made that up. He said takeout. I don't know. What are you going to take out? Like, I don't know. Whatever. Greek salad, grilled chicken.
But we joked about this when we talked about these plans from the get-go, right? Like that Instagram models that, you know, working girls would probably be problematic for some of these startups. Like, that's real.
No,
like,
no,
you're seeing it firsthand. Well, like, that's going to be a problem.
I understand. Going the 3 months without any is, for a young man who's used to, these NBA players are oversexed, whether they're monogamous or otherwise, it's, yeah. So to go 3 months, I get it. They have to address that in some way, shape, or form. But I don't know. I go back to the first thing, which is, if you want to do it, you can do it. Meaning, you know, stay COVID free and show up and play the games and get through the next couple months. It is really doable. It is. But if you're acting irresponsibly, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen for you. I think these leagues are going to plow ahead either way, but it's up to the players. We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks. It's up to the players to do the right thing, Maz.
Do you think there's any chance the league is working with them on this? And by that, I mean
conjugal visits?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay, give us a list of your women that you want in here. No, I'm not kidding, Murray. I'm not kidding. Like, maybe, look, if you're going to invite women in, we get it, but we're going to test them too. So just, you know, I'm wondering if maybe the league works with them on it and says, to say to the agent, say, look, whoever, you know, whoever they got coming in, they're going to do it anyway. Just, they got to be part of the protocol. Like, okay. We're going to test them if they come in.
The list was compiled by a Boston radio host named Tony Maz, by the way.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't rule out the league working with him on it. I wouldn't.
Okay. So the most egregious case of not doing the right thing that I've seen recently, I'll give you right after this in our long commercial-free segment and all your phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
Hey, it's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
It's not complaining.
Oh, you had a mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No, 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 no. It's always no.
Felger, Mass. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
These are odd times. You're preparing for your 16th NFL season. What's top of mind as you try to win a second Super Bowl?
Well, I think top of mind is that we're going to have a season. I think there's a lot of, you know, a lot of things yet to be figured out. We're hopeful. We're hopeful it's with fans, and we can get all the testing procedures down the way they want it to for the utmost amount of safety. But I think we're kind of just waiting for the league and the PA to figure some things out.
Aaron Rodgers on the return to the NFL. And again, I'm dubious of him, his tone. I don't like his tone. And it, to me, it just sort of represents what I hear from players in all these leagues, but specifically here for the purposes of this, NFL players sort of put it on the league. Like, you're putting us in harm's way, and you're asking us to sacrifice our health and safety for, you know, your financial return, and et cetera, et cetera. And then I see what these players are doing, and I'm like, I'm sorry. You've lost, you know, you've lost the benefit of the doubt when I see the players carrying on the way they carry on. And again, like Aaron Rodgers, but I'll just stick with the Buccaneers. Buccaneers left tackle Donovan Smith over the weekend in an Instagram post said he is not sure that returning to play football is worth the risk. And he has a child due in 3 weeks, and he says he can't help but think how he will be able to work and take proper precautions around 80-plus people every day, then go home to be with my newborn daughter. And so he expressed that, you know, reluctance to return to the game. And I feel like he also expressed disappointment in having to, you know, potentially put 35% of his salary in escrow, which, again, maybe not unrelated. But for Donovan Smith, you know, instead of pointing to the league or the restrictions or the how about your teammates just on your team, never mind Tom Brady and his workouts, which I think are safe, which I think are fine, by the way, but they were against the advice of your players association. They were against the advice of medical experts in Florida, and Brady and those guys still plowed ahead and had their workouts. So there's that, which we all know about.
It's selfishness for a greater good, if that makes any sense.
Well, but, you know, you pointed this out earlier. At least they're working at the job.
Yeah.
You know, at least they're defying advice
for something positive.
For your business to get ready for the season. As opposed to some others, like, for example, Buccaneers linebacker Devin White. I'm reading from Pro Football Talk. Now, again, Donovan Smith's teammate, the linebacker Devin White, hosted this weekend his second annual trail ride at his Get Live Stables in Louisiana. The mayor of the town in Louisiana, Cotton Valley, the mayor's C.C. Cox, told TMZ that 2,000 people are expected on his 20-acre property and that no COVID-19 precautions are required or will be enforced. Quote, "You just got to accept it," Cox said. "I'm ready for it."
That's leadership.
So, right. That's great, right?
Just got to accept it.
And you said Louisiana, right?
Yeah.
Cotton Valley, Louisiana.
Yeah, I mean, again, Louisiana has one of the worst COVID rates in the country.
No, he's got to accept it. So not only are they having the hoedown for 2,000 people or whatever, the trail ride, whatever that is, and not only will they not have COVID-19 precautions, they're pretty much bragging about it. Okay? So that's one of Donovan Smith's teammates. Then another of his teammates, not just his teammate, his line mate, Center Ryan Jensen. If you're watching NBC Sports Boston, we'll show the video. There was a offensive lineman's camp or something. I don't even know what it is. I didn't bother to look it up. I don't care. It's called the Offensive Line Mastermind Summit. Or I guess a bunch of offensive linemen get together to what? I don't even know.
Learn more about pushing.
So it's what you're seeing right now, if you're watching, is self-evident, but I'll describe it to the radio or podcast audience. It's about a dozen 300-pound offensive linemen gathered around a circular table with Ryan Jensen, the center for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and another offensive lineman chugging chicken wings. They're having a hot wing eating contest. And you have about a dozen of these offensive linemen, huge men, gathered around this table. Not one single player except for one wearing, there's one guy wearing a mask. The rest, no one's wearing a mask. They're all in close, I see two now. So one or two guys wearing a mask, but they're all huddled around each other, spitting, yelling, grabbing each other, and shoving chicken wings in their face.
Slobbering all over the food.
Slobbering all over themselves and stuffing their face with chicken wings.
I don't even see napkins.
I don't even see a proper napkin. Good point, Murray. Can I get a wet wipe here? But it's like, so meanwhile, Donovan Smith is going off about, you're not making it safe for us. I have to weigh the risk of, you know, you're putting us in harm's way and you're risking our health. Meanwhile, his teammates are out in, you know, never mind the practices, but the hoedowns, the trail rides, and the chicken wing eating contests in close proximity of other people, not wearing masks, and in the case of his linebacker buddy, bragging about it, essentially. It's like, so I don't want to hear you talking about these leagues putting you in harm's way when I'm not sure you're all doing the right thing. Between the Instagram ass models at the bubble in Orlando or the guy skipping out for chicken parm who he couldn't make it 2-3 days without ordering the takeout already outside of the Orlando bubble to whatever, Pasternak doing splits on Hanover Street overnight, bar hopping, or McAvoy and his boys, or Ryan Jensen stuffing his face with chicken wings without masks, surrounded by a dozen guys in a closed room. It's like, are you guys doing the right? I don't want to hear you complaining about the health precautions that the leagues are applying to you, or the health risk you're enduring by going back and playing ball when you're doing all this other stuff on the side. I don't want to hear it. Am I crazy about that?
No, look, it's not about the health precautions. It's about the money. It's about the money. So they use it as a crutch in this sort of thing. Because the guys that are complaining about the health precautions, they're not going to play anyway. Like, I think those guys are going to opt out. I mean, the guys that are genuinely worried about the health precautions. Look, it's the number one concern in this whole thing is to the players. And I mean this for every league, but the NFL on top of it. You know, more than any other, because that's the one we all want back the most. Do they have the discipline to pull it off? And I don't know that they do.
Okay. I don't know. And so when you say pull it off, I mean, it's apparent they don't have the discipline, that too many guys don't. I'm sure some do. Like, I don't want to paint them all with the same brush. But there's just too many of these stories of guys not doing the right thing. So certainly not all of them have the discipline. I still do think the leagues are just going to plow through. And I think the MLS, not again that you care about it, but it's just sort of a precursor. They've had positive tests left, right, and center for that tournament they're having now in Orlando. They've had teams have to withdraw. Two teams, full teams, have had to withdraw from the tournament. I think they postponed another game today. The Revolution match is postponed, right? Like they've
correct, yeah.
Like, I don't know. At least feels to me like a handful, a half dozen of games have had to be postponed or canceled, and they're still plowing ahead. They're still plowing ahead, and if that's, you know, if that's any indication what these other leagues are going to do, then, well, there you go. So there's that. I promise. To your calls. There's two open lines if you want to grab them at 617-779-0985. Anything you want from the day. Opened up talking about Cam Newton. We hit on some Jason Tatum stuff, the return of sports, the fake crowd noise stuff, the videos the NHL's asking their fans to shoot and send to them to play during their games, that nonsense, whatever you want. I promise. Write your calls after Murray's 90-second update. Again, no spots.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's a final hour on a reentry Monday here, brought to you by our friends at East Boston Savings Bank. Fully loaded program here. Stewart's off, but we got Lanny and B-Rob behind the glass. Big Jim Murray and myself, Felger, here back in the A-hole chair after a week off in our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester, and Maz on location. As promised, back to your phones. Jordan's in Florida. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, how much of a role do you think James White will have in the offense with Cam Newton? Because I think those two could have good chemistry, similar to when Newton had Christian McCaffrey in. I could see James White being a better player with Newton than with Brady. What do you guys think?
Hopefully a big one. I don't know how much better he's going to be with Newton over Brady. I don't know about that.
I wouldn't go that far.
But they need Newton to be more accurate. And if that means he's throwing shorter, if he's using his slot in Edelman or James White out of the backfield more, so be it. Again, just my little jumping off point is that, you know, the year that Newton did complete a high percentage of his passes, almost 68% 2 years ago, it was McCaffrey's first year. They played the Patriots that year, and I just watched a little bit of that game 2 weeks ago when they replayed it, and Newton was hitting not just McCaffrey, but Fozzie Whitaker. He was hitting guys out of the backfield. And if that makes him more efficient, then so be it. James White, I'm all for it, Maz.
Yeah, look, again, this is where the coaching matters. And I think that Belichick and McDaniels can make it easier for him, more so than other coaches can. And that year, I think you said it was McCaffrey's first year, it was his second, and it was the year Norv Turner was the offensive coordinator. But, you know, he was 86% on throws to McCaffrey that year. 86%. I mean, the Patriots will make it easy for him. He'll be better here in terms of the completion percentage.
Jack in Brockton on the NHL's return. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, guys, great show. Just a thought, which has probably been discussed before, and if not, mic up the players. In hockey, I think that would work well. Not sure about the other sports, but in hockey, having played it, there's so much chatter that happens on the ice, which would, for me, be interesting to listen to.
I just don't think we'll get it, Jack. I don't think we'll get it in real time. We've talked about this a bunch. You're not going to get what you want, which is them.
There's no way. It would be on delay. There would be moments where you would hear some chatter and then silence for, you know, 10 seconds because F-bombs are being thrown around. Like, there's no way you'd get it in real time.
There's too much swearing. There's too much real personal insults that you just, the players just are not going to want out there. Is it possible that, you know, never mind the Honey Nut Cheerios nonsense with Garnett, like stuff like that. We were talking about wives and, as Murray would say, road beef and things of this nature, ass models, and there's just too much of that goes on.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Tub. Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you're stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid
Mass. It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's the final hour on a reentry Monday here, brought to you by our friends at East Boston Savings Bank. Fully loaded program here. Stewart's off, but we got Lanny and B-Rob behind the glass. Big Jim Murray and myself, Felger, here back in the A-hole chair after a week off in our Town Fair Tire studios in Dorchester, and Maz on location. As promised, back to your phones. Jordan's in Florida. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, how much of a role do you think James White will have in the offense with Cam Newton? Because I think those two could have good chemistry, similar to when Newton had Christian McCaffrey in. I could see James White being a better player with Newton than with Brady. What do you guys think?
Hopefully a big one. I don't know how much better he's going to be with Newton over Brady. I don't know about that.
I wouldn't go that far.
But they need Newton to be more accurate. And if that means he's throwing shorter, if he's using his slot in Edelman or James White out of the backfield more, so be it. Again, just my little jumping off point is that, you know, the year that Newton did complete a high percentage of his passes, almost 68% 2 years ago, it was McCaffrey's first year. They played the Patriots that year, and I just watched a little bit of that game 2 weeks ago when they replayed it, and Newton was hitting not just McCaffrey, but Fozzie Whitaker. He was hitting guys out of the backfield. And if that makes him more efficient, then so be it. James White, I'm all for it, Maz.
Yeah, look, again, this is where the coaching matters. And I think that Belichick and McDaniels can make it easier for him, more so than other coaches can. And that year, I think you said it was McCaffrey's first year, it was his second, and it was the year Norv Turner was the offensive coordinator. But, you know, he was 86% on throws to McCaffrey that year. 86%. I mean, the Patriots will make it easy for him. He'll be better here in terms of the completion percentage.
Jack in Brockton on the NHL's return. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, guys, great show. Just a thought, which has probably been discussed before, and if not, mic up the players. In hockey, I think that would work well. Not sure about the other sports, but in hockey, having played it, there's so much chatter that happens on the ice, which would, for me, be interesting to listen to.
I just don't think we'll get it, Jack. I don't think we'll get it in real time. We've talked about this a bunch. You're not going to get what you want, which is them.
There's no way. It would be on delay. There would be moments where you would hear some chatter and then silence for, you know, 10 seconds because F-bombs are being thrown around. Like, there's no way you'd get it in real time.
There's too much swearing. There's too much real personal insults that you just, the players just are not going to want out there. Is it possible they, you know, never mind the Honey Nut Cheerios nonsense with Garnett, like stuff like that. We were talking about wives and, as Murray would say, road beef and things of this nature, ass models, and there's just too much of that goes on there for us to hear it in real time. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. Can they post-produce it? Can they go to commercial and come back and give us a little snippet of something that's been...
I mean, we get that anyway, and I enjoy that. But, yeah, again, in real time, you'll never get the players to sign off on it.
You're not going to get what you want. And if they do go for it and a player wears a mic, he's not going to talk about the Honey Nut Cheerios and the ass model, and he's not going to swear, and it's going to be boring. It's not going to be worth it. They're going to, you know, he's going to let everybody know that he's mic'd, and they're all going to act accordingly. So you're just not going to get what you want there.
Yeah, it's too bad.
We've got my buddy Rocco in Saugus, who I met a couple weeks ago. Rocco, it was good to meet you. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, bro? Listen, I just want to talk about, you guys were talking about a basketball player a little earlier who had the killer instinct. I want to defend James Harden and Kyrie. I think Kyrie has it. If you remember, they were down 3-1, and he was schooling Steph Curry that series, man.
And he obviously hit that big three-pointer to seal the game. And James Harden, I think James Harden gets a bad rep. Excuse me. I think you can win with James Harden. He took the Warriors a couple of series, a couple of years deep. And he lost Chris Paul, if you remember. You know what I mean? So, like, you're going to lose against the Warriors, bro.
Yeah, but what about when he was on OKC and he was a no-show in that finals against the Heat going back like 6-7 years ago?
Harden's a loser, Rocco.
Yeah, come on.
Rocco, thanks for the call, buddy. I wouldn't mess with Rocco. He wanted to fight me once at Hockey Town in Saugus. Dude's built like a fire hydrant.
Oh, is he really?
Oh, yeah. I'd have him on reach, but he's built like a little fire hydrant.
I like Rocco, too, but Harden's a loser.
With Kyrie, yeah, he was a killer with Cleveland in that series against Golden State and hit that ridiculous shot. But he also quit against Milwaukee in that series last year here. Like, after one game, it started going tough for him, and he completely quit.
So, if you're just picking up the conversation, we talked about Tatum before, and I just don't know if he has the it factor yet. If he's one of those rare NBA guys that doesn't just have the talent on the floor, which he obviously has, but does he have that ability, that killer instinct, the competitiveness, that makeup that it takes to be the number one to lead a team to a championship? I don't know how anyone could know that yet about Jason Tatum. In fact, I think it's so rare in the league. There's only 3, 4, 5 guys like that in the league who have that. You know, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, I think, have it. I put Giannis on the list, even though he's never won. I still don't think he's going to win this year because he's just so raw, but I think his competitiveness and his work ethic and his want is through the roof, and so I'm going to give it to him. But I think there's so few guys in the league that have it. So many great players who I don't think do have it. I don't think Kevin Durant has it. I don't think Anthony Davis has it. I know James Harden doesn't have it. So that's just that conversation. The guys that have it or don't, and you hope one day that Tatum does. I just don't know how you could say that he has it right now. I don't know what indication you would have of that, as he's been golfing all pandemic and is not thrilled to go back, and said it point blank that he's not that into going back and playing in this tournament right now. To me, that's a little bit of a warning sign. David in New Bedford on the return of the NHL. Go ahead, David.
Yes, actually, I want to change my topic. I wondered what your thoughts are on the Patrick Mahomes signing last week. Thank you.
Okay, good deal for the Chiefs. I think it's a good deal for the Chiefs, and this is why. Because if he stays Pat Mahomes and is this good, in 4 or 5 years, it'll be a team-friendly deal. It's going to take a little bit to get there, but I think that, and when I say team-friendly, even if he's averaging $40, $45 million a year, that's what I think the going rate's going to be. The going rate's already 35.
Yeah.
And if you look back 10 years, the quarterbacks were making, 15, 16, 17, and now they're making double it. So if you double it from now to 10 years, they're making in the 60 range, 50, 60 range, and you get Pat Mahomes for 45. I think it's a good deal.
Yeah, given what that league cap number will be around then, again, if he stays healthy 4 or 5 years from now, and when you see stiffs like Goff in L.A. get $110 million guaranteed, he stays healthy. It's better for the team long term.
To me, the key is the 10 years. And if he sucks in 5 years, if he falls off the map or rips his knee, you cut him. And some of that's guaranteed, but certainly not the full $500 million. So I think it's good for the team. Go ahead, Mass.
I just want to see how the math shakes out. Because, again, in the short term, look, the deal doesn't even kick in until 3 years from now. He'll play 20 and 21 under the salaries he already had. And in 21, the number's not small. It's like $26.6 million or something like that. But going after that, the number will go up. And I do wonder if there is a break point with a quarterback taking up too much of your budget. So, look, they can always restructure, and I get it. I just wonder, what happens when he's making 14% of the payroll instead of, 2% of the payroll? Does that compromise him in another area? I think there's some merit to that, Mike. At some point, you can pay a single player too much. Okay, now again, they can restructure. But no team has ever won a Super Bowl with a quarterback making more than 13% of the salary cap.
Oh, is that right?
Basically.
So, well, he might be worth it. I just like the 10 years for the team. I think that's the term is good for the team. Kyle in Rhode Island on Cam Newton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hi. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just want to say that I think Cam Newton is a perfect fit because I think that he's going to make Keneal Harry a perfect wide receiver, like a first-round pick. I guarantee you he's going to be a first-round pick.
Why?
Because Tom Brady neglected him, and it wasn't fair, but I know he didn't even go to OTAs.
Okay, so let me, Kyle, thanks for the call. Because Cam Newton's going to invest more in N'Keal Harry than Tom Brady did. Fair enough.
He's going to try?
I mean, yeah, I think there's something to that. So but to me, that would have applied to Jared Stidham, that would have applied to Brian Hoyer, that would have applied to anyone. Brady had one foot out the door here the last year, did not believe in the players around him, and I think whoever they had quarterback the team this year was going to be an improvement in that regard. So I think that will be an improvement under Newton, but he's not going to be as accurate as Tom Brady. And he even just said workout video he showed over the weekend of him throwing to N'Keal Harry. The balls were not exactly, you know, at his center plate, Maz. They were high and wide. They were low and behind him. And, you know, N'Keal Harry was snatching it, but he had to reach out for those balls. And it's like, if that's what you're asking N'Keal Harry to do on a regular basis, I don't know how that's going to make him better.
Yeah, I'll take my chances in terms of a new body with N'Keal Harry. And whether it's Stidham, I'll grant you that one. I'm just telling you that Brady didn't care. Brady had decided, that's it. I'm not going to waste my time with this guy. It's just not worth it for me. He can't keep up. And no matter who it is now, the gap has shrunk. There's a smaller gap between the quarterback and the receiving core than there was a year ago, even if it is Newton, because he's new to the playbook.
So Joe Murray on the midday, Zolak and Bertrand, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, had an interesting point today, and he watched a lot of N'Keal Harry at, was it Arizona?
Arizona State.
At Arizona State, and said, you know, N'Keal Harry, his quarterback at Arizona State sucked. And I forget the guy's name, but he just chucked it up there, and N'Keal Harry went and got it. And that's how they played offense there at Arizona State. It was just Chuck, and N'Keal Harry was so physical and gifted that he just went and got the ball. And he said, you may get that with Cam Newton, and that may be a return of N'Keal Harry's strength, that he just chuck it up there and he goes and gets it, which is, you know, and it's sort of an ironical way to break it down. Cam Newton's lack of accuracy, his wildness, is what N'Keal Harry's used to. Because right. His quarterback in college sucked, and he just went and got all these wild balls just chucked up down the field. And so that's going to play to Cam Newton? I don't know. But to me, let's put it this way. The chemistry issue between the quarterback and the receivers better be better than it was last year, because that had sort of fallen off the table, other than Brady and Edelman and White, you know, those guys. But I'm talking about the younger players or the newer players. It has to get better. It should get better. It was not great under Tom Brady.
No, look, again, and to me, it can't get much worse than it was, because they weren't clicking. And look, we said this before, there's a chance the offense will be more efficient. Doesn't mean better, means more efficient than it was with Brady, because it was just, they weren't on the same page. There was no, you know, synchronicity between the quarterback and the receivers at all. But let me ask you this. Why does every receiver have to be a route runner? What is DK Metcalf a route runner in Seattle, or is Russell Wilson just chuck the ball up and the kid goes up and makes a play?
So he does, but I mean, what do I like? I like route runners.
Okay, but again, does every guy have to be a route runner?
I would like them to be.
You got plenty of route runners. Is it so bad to have a big guy on the outside who can jump up and take the ball away from someone in one-on-one coverage?
I guess. It's not my thing. If you're asking me personally, I take a bunch of tactical route runners. And, you know, so that, because you know me, I'm pretty consistent on this. I don't care about the top off the defense. And I don't need the jump ball guy. Get open, catch the ball, and, you know, move the stakes, and let's, you know, snap it again. Like, well, those are guys I like.
Yeah, but that's when you had Tom Brady as a quarterback. So I would and all I'm telling you is, if you try to turn N'Keal Harry, he's here now. So the pick is what it was. If he's not a route runner, he's not a route runner. You're going to try to force him into it, have him suck and get nothing out of it?
All right, we continue with your thoughts. It's a fair point, Maz. How about all these Cam Newton hype videos? What do they mean? We get to it right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.